reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's first reading, we see the greatest miracle of the Old Testament, the one we hear every Easter vigil, the one that has influenced the Christian imagination more than anything else, and was a type, a foretaste, a coming attraction of what Jesus himself would do in the gospel. But we notice that that Red Sea was the path of salvation for the Jews, was the path of destruction for the Egyptians. Afterward, when they were in the desert, the serpents led to the death of many of the Jews. And when you put it up on a pole in bronze, it led to the cure of many others. Suffering for us can be something that can make us better or bitter. Even the persecutions in the early church made some people saints and some people apostates, those who abandoned the church. What's the difference? How can something be so salvific on the one hand, so destructive on the other? And how can we make sure that anything helps us to get in that former category? It's the way we relate any of those circumstances to the Lord. If we go through it with the Lord, we're always going to be fine. Doesn't mean things are always going to turn out well according to the categories of the daily newspaper. But it will turn out just fine. When we try to do it without the Lord, or opposed to the Lord, it's then that we're in trouble. Today in the gospel, we see how to stay with the Lord. Jesus describes who we're supposed to be. He came down from heaven to earth to found a family, and he wants us to be his spiritual siblings. We begin that process, of course, through the Red Sea of the waters of baptism. But who we become essentially, we also need to become morally, by hearing God's word and acting on it. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, my mother. It shows us how to approach the various circumstances of our life, constantly listening to the word of God and acting on it, that twofold practice. Those are the ones who will be truly wise, who build their lives on the rock of Christ, who no matter what storms come, no matter what hardships we're called to endure, will always remain firm because we're built on the rock. It's when we just listen to the word but don't act on it, he tells us, we build our lives on quicksand. And then when the walls of the Red Sea come tumbling down, we will be destroyed in its midst. Last week, I was in Michigan preaching a retreat to religious sisters. As I always do when I preach to religious, we do whatever the theme of the retreat is and apply it to the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. We're all called to poverty, chastity, and obedience according to our state of life. But I spoke with the sisters in depth about what obedience means. Obedience comes from that word ob audire, to listen so attentively, to eavesdrop in a sense on what the Lord is saying, to hang on his word so much, the same way that a greedy person hearing a description of where the buried treasure is with all the gold coin will hang on every syllable, because if you miss one part of it, you won't end up where X marks the spot. That's what distinguished the Blessed Virgin Mary. She wasn't an idle listener of the word. She was constantly united to the Lord in his word, that it took on her own flesh. That's who his brothers and sisters are supposed to be. And that's the way that no matter what comes, we will always be led to salvation, even through the midst of what would destroy most people. Each morning when we come together to receive the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion, we remember that great truth announced by St. Thomas Aquinas in the sequence for Corpus Christi, the Lauda Zeon Salvatorum that we sing, that panis vitae, this bread of life, can become panis mortis, the bread of death, for those who don't keep the communion with the Lord, who don't receive him in communion, and who don't perdure in that communion. We enter right now into Jesus' Passover, not through the Red Sea, but through death into life. But we need to continue to cling on to him in communion, attaching ourselves with fidelity to his word, being in awe, as the Israelites were at the end of the miracle in today's first reading, being in awe of the incredible love of the Lord, who would come down precisely so that he could be with us always until the end of time, and inviting us to be with him until the end of time. That's always a choice, to unite ourselves to the Lord as his brother and sister. This is the way we become one body, one blood with Christ. As we prepare to receive him now, let us ask him for that gift, that we might always remain attached to him, so that throughout whatever comes to us today, God the Father may be able to make us more like Christ and advance us one step closer to eternal salvation.